I don't know about you, but this year seems to have been busier than ever. No matter who I speak to, they are up against it and could do with extra hours in their day. It's the same for me at ISV Software. We work with recruiters and people hiring staff into their business, and the job seeker market is as crackers as ever. As MD, and most likely it's the same for you, I'm juggling multiple priorities at any one time. So if you have ever had one of those days where you feel overloaded with work, where you're just staring at your desk, flooded with mixed emotions, and can't figure out what to tackle first, then this is just for you. Losing track of your work and poor concentration is completely normal when you're under the pressure of a bursting inbox and an impending deadline. Instead of letting it get to you and stress you out, did you know that April is actually Stress Awareness Month? Try these top 5 tips that will help you get organised and super productive at work. Number 1, prioritise. One of the important aspects of becoming more productive at work is prioritisation. You need to understand that you simply can't do everything at the same time. And postponing the important but not so fun tasks will eventually come back to bite you. Prioritising your work gives you a better overview of the overall tasks that need to be completed. You can do this by creating a weekly or daily to-do list and organise your tasks based on urgency. Crossing off completed tasks from your oh-so-long to-do list also makes the process a little bit more rewarding. If lists aren't your thing, go for a word burst. Just get a blank piece of paper and write everything that's pressing on it, in a random place and in no order. Then pick out your top 3 tasks to tackle that day. It can also be worthwhile and enormously satisfying to have a don't do list. So here's where you can add things like distractions or tasks that can be shared or delegated to ease the pressure off you. Number 2, avoid multitasking. It's often debated whether multitasking actually helps get more work done. A common argument is that, due to lack of focus, a completed task can often be fraught with errors, mistakes, and additional work that needs to be redone. The key thing here is to consciously set your mind to do one thing at a time. Make sure you completely finish one task before you move on to the next. However, if you can't complete the project, say, by the end of the day, and would like to pick up another one, make sure you fully put the unfinished task aside to avoid muddying the waters. Take breaks. Taking breaks is a crucial part of the day and should be considered as a must. It can be extremely tempting to work throughout your lunch, but let's be honest, how focused are you? And by the way, there's nothing more annoying than breadcrumbs from your sandwich falling on your keyboard. If you can't resist the temptation, try eating your lunch away from your desk. Occasionally go outside to catch a bit of fresh air. That might also help clear your busy mind. Tip number 4, avoid distractions. Technology is our biggest enemy when it comes to distractions. You're probably able to stay focused for about 5 minutes and then feel quite tempted to look at your phone or your inbox again. As long as technology keeps advancing, this is going to be a lifelong battle. However, all is not lost. Putting your smartphone or anything else that's distracting far away from you and on silent is a good start. You can even select the Do Not Disturb function for an hour or so. I remember having a big family wedding, and in the weeks and days prior to it, the WhatsApp group that we'd created was pinging every few minutes. It was a nightmare, so I decided to mute the conversation until I was ready to catch up and to contribute. The last tip, number 5, have a cut-off time. Set some boundaries for yourself. If you have no clear distinction between work and play, or work and anything but work, it's difficult to ever switch off. Your brain will keep whirring on and you will struggle to recharge your batteries. I heard the phrase recently, you can't pour from an empty cup, and it really resonated with me. If you don't look after yourself, your health and your energy levels, you are actually doing a disservice to your customers and your colleagues. So those evenings with a box set, the quiet walks with the dog, the early night, the massage to unknot your shoulders where you've been hunched over your computer, they're all justified. In fact, more than justified, they are essential to your performance. What else would you suggest to help be more productive in your workday? Also, did you know that at ISV we've got a brand new skills test to look at prioritisation? Feel free to head to our website, isv.online, to take a look, and feel free to comment on the Green Umbrella blog and get in touch with your tips.